Welcome back in the press row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into press row Richard Dixon, a defender with the Chattanooga FC. Of course, he has the unique experience of playing with the Red Wolves last year, Chattanooga FC this year. We've had him on before. He's always entertaining to talk to. Richard, how are you today?
Doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Cannot complain. All right, you guys are making, and Peter Fuller would hate it if I started an interview like this, but you guys have made it look easy. I mean, three matches so far, y'all have outscored the opposition 9-1. What has that said so far about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at the last three games and you look at the results, it obviously looks good on paper, which is, you know, we want it to look good on paper. We want it to look good on the field. And we also want to be convincing about what we do. But, you know, something to consider, which, you know, Peter, Coach Fuller, he always talks about, we have to also consider the opponents. You know, we've been playing teams that obviously they haven't been training as long as we have. They're not as fit as we are. They're not as sharp as we are, which is a plus that you could take out of. It shows that the things that we're doing are working. You know, our execution in the final third is good. You know, we've conceded one goal in the three games. It shows that our defensive, the system that we've set out to execute on game day, we're executing that as well. And so, yeah, it looks good all around and it feels good. You know, considering the level of the opponent, you know, people probably will have different views and stuff like that, but that's up for debate, of course.
All right, and when you have three matches that have a 9-1 differential, who's Coach Fuller gotten on more? Has he gotten on the offense more or the defense more?
So to be fair, we've been working a lot on defense this last 4 weeks. I would say it's been almost exclusively defense that we've been working on. So to see us scoring 9 goals in 3 games, it just shows it shows, you know, the quality of the guys up front, and it shows, you know, that regardless of if we work on the offensive side of it or not, these guys can still execute. So it speaks volume of the quality that we have here with the team.
All right, and I know you guys are about to set sail for Michigan. I want to take you back a couple of weeks to the trip that you guys made to Columbia, South Carolina, which unfortunately got rained out. But we had Coach Fuller on, and he said he would take up the rest of our show if he went down every single rule, COVID-related rule and guideline that y'all had to go on. Talk about what was that trip like as far as the distancing on the bus, the masks, the, you know, having to be in your room, the food brought to you in packages, and what was that whole experience like?
Yeah, so it's obviously, you know, considering the time that we're in, things are a bit different, and I don't think we're a special case. I think things are different in every work environment, so the fact that we got to go down, granted we didn't play the game, but the fact that we got to travel down and we got to get a taste of what things would feel like on the road, so now this weekend it's not going to be foreign, but yeah, it's definitely definitely strange and definitely different. You know, it's you know, bringing it back to the quarantine days whenever you got to, you know, go outside for a trip at the grocery store and you got to keep distance from everybody. I mean, mind you, we're still doing that, but the fact that we have to now travel socially distance, we're on the bus, everybody's assigned seat, and now we go to the hotel, we can't gather, we can't have team meetings like we would, we can't enjoy the downtime like we would normally, you know, go to the gym, get a quick flush for the legs, we would go to the hot tub, sauna, go to the pool and stuff like that. All those stuff are off the books now. So we're pretty much, you know, in the bus to the hotels, and we're in the hotel until it's game time, and in our rooms, you know, by ourselves until it's game time, which is a bit strange. But, you know, I think going forward is something that we're going to have to get used to. So it was a good experience to get a taste of that last weekend. Or the weekend before, just so we kind of know what to expect going into this weekend.
All right, Richard, personally for you, what was the which one of those COVID guidelines? Because we're right. We're all in agreement. We have to do this right now until this passes. But personally for you, what COVID guidelines stunk the most on that trip to South Carolina?
I think that what stunk the most was just the fact that we couldn't gather, man. You know, we got there and we were literally in our hotel rooms by ourselves until it was time for the game. And so it was just kind of strange, you know, traveling the day before the game down there with my teammates on the bus. And now we get to the hotel and, you know, I can't really, I can't see my teammates. You know, in a normal situation, we would get there and we would, you know, have a, you know, a game of cards. I would play some FIFA. I would get together a couple guys in the gym here, a couple guys in the sauna, a couple guys in the pool, just getting, you know, a flush of the legs and just doing our pregame stuff that we would usually do to get ready for the game. But all of that was just out the window and you're just locked in your room by yourself until game day. You can see your teammates again. So for me, that was the part that, you know, stung the most, just not able to go through the regular stuff that we would pregame, you know, joking around and having fun, you know, just letting loose with the boys and stuff. And so it was strange not having that for sure.
And when that match was canceled, were you just like, this is just the most 2020 thing ever?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I was like, what else? It was almost like, you know, it happened and, you know, we're all just not necessarily upset. And I didn't even know how to describe the feeling because obviously it was because of the weather, but you know, we drive 6 hours down, we go through all of that. And then we actually waited for a few hours before it got canceled. So, I mean, I think you're definitely right. This was probably the most 2020 thing ever. And we actually wanted to get the game in, you know, even if we had to wait 3 hours, we wanted to actually get the game in, get some minutes and pick up another 3 points and some goals and come back home with a smile on our faces. But unfortunately, we couldn't get it in. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles these days, I guess.
You're listening to Richard Dixon, a defender with the Chattanooga FC, which is off to a fantastic start since resuming its season. Of course, now you take to the road. What is the itinerary tomorrow? You're in Chattanooga. You've got to get to Pontiac, Michigan, outside of Detroit. What is the game plan? What time are y'all leaving in the morning?
So that's a good question. We are actually leaving at midnight tonight.
Wow.
So midnight tonight, early tomorrow morning. But the good thing is with this trip, I think it will be, you know, it will be to our benefit. We're taking a sleeper bus, so everybody, guys will have their own beds and stuff like that. So guys will be sleeping through the night all the way until we get there, and we'll arrive. We'll show up and train when we get there, and then take the rest of the day to just relax and you know, hang out in our hotel rooms again like we did in Columbia, and get ready for the game on Saturday.
Now, Richard, on a traditional bus, even a really nice traditional bus, are you a guy who can sleep on a bus or not?
I'm a guy that as soon as the driver puts it in drive and he hits the pavement, I'm out.
Wow.
So as
I'm envious.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a bus drive or it's if it's a flight, I'm out as soon as we're on the road.
That's impressive. All right, what do we know about the Michigan Stars?
So, I mean, not much. Part of that is because they opted out of this tournament that we just played for the preseason.
Okay.
So all we know about them is what we saw in the beginning of the year, you know, and they're a big team. They're a physical team. They're going to be dangerous on set pieces. You know, they'll probably come out. Obviously, they're going to be at home first game of the fall season. They're going to want to come out and want to try to set the tone and set the tempo the first few minutes. So I think for us, it's just going up there and just matching the intensity the first 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, once we can match the intensity and take care of the football and put it on the ground and start playing, I think I'm confident in our team enough that you know, we'll create some chances and we'll defend well and come out there with a win at the end of the day if we do the things that we're good at and the things that we set out to do.
And before we let you go, Richard, I mean, you, like I said, you've won 3 matches by a 9-1 goal differential. I guess there's a part of you, a part of your teammates, a part of your coaching staff that's kind of like, we want to be tested. I mean, is it at the point now where you want to be in a 1-1 match with you know, deep in the second half?
I mean, listen, it's, you know, when you play games like that in preseason and the quality of the opponent is not great, sometimes it's almost harder for us to win games by a landslide, you know, even though some games we should be winning by, you know, 6 goals and stuff like that. Guys tend to take their foot off the pedal, you know, after 2-0 and so on and so forth. But I think that this game will be a great test for us. It will be a game it's going to be a game that will bring us back down to earth, so to speak, because now, obviously, we're playing against a team that has been training as long as we are, as we have. We've been playing, we will now be playing against a team that will have the same quality that we have, if not better. And so whenever we go to Michigan, I anticipate it's going to be a tough game. You know, it's very difficult in any professional league to win games on the road. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we go in there and we have to defend for 85 minutes and escape the game with a 1-0 win. To be fair, that's what I expect, you know. But if we go in there and we do the things that we set out to do, you know, which take care of the ball, defend well, and create the same amount of chances that we have been creating in preseason, and we come away with another 3-0 win, then I'll be very impressed, you know. But obviously now with playing a quality opponent away, you know, with a bunch of big bodies, they're gonna match the pace, they're gonna match the tempo and the intensity, and they're gonna be very, very aggressive at home. So if we can go there, defend well, escape with a 1-0 win, that will speak great volumes of the work that the boys have put in over the last 8 weeks.
Well, Richard, always enjoy having you on. Safe travels up there. I look forward to talking to you again, see what that bus with the beds is like. That thing sounds nice. But
yeah, right.
But good luck up in Michigan. That's going to be Saturday at 7 o'clock Eastern at Ultimate Soccer Arenas in Pontiac, Michigan. Come back still undefeated, and best
yes,
of luck.
Sir. We hope the next time we talk we'll have 3 points in the bag, and if it's 2 games on the road, it's 6 points in the bag.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
All right, absolutely, Richard. Take care. Richard Dixon of the Chattanooga FC joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.